Monday, November 1st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The cost of crop production has gone up the world over. It struck me that the cost of production for irrigated corn in Kansas and Nebraska, because of the fuel cost to pump water, will jump more than for farms like ours with good soil types that can come close to irrigated yields without irrigation. Irrigation will be much more expensive in 2022. The University of Nebraska at Lincoln Center for Ag Profitability calculated that 32% nitrogen fertilizer cost more than doubled, increasing from 35 cents to 72 cents a pound, and 10-34-0 price increased from $2 a gallon in 2021 to $4 a gallon based on current industry price estimates. The next input cost change, shown in the cost of production calculations for the corn budget, include an increase in diesel fuel costs from $1.50 a gallon to $2.82. Based on the combined fertilizer and fuel cost increase, cash cost increased 66 cents a bushel from $2.16 a bushel last year to $2.82 a bushel for the irrigated corn budget with a 245 bushel yield in 2022. The final cost updates made to the corn budget examples include a 20% increase in pesticide prices, 10% increase in seed cost, a 5-15% increase in machinery and equipment list prices, depending on the item, along with the fertilizer and fuel cost increases. When considering all the above cost increases, the total economic cost per bushel increased by 93 cents a bushel in the irrigated corn budget, from $3.18 a bushel to $4.11 a bushel. Add in the increased land costs and corn profitability deflates dramatically in 2022. That has to be one of the largest year-to-year increases in cost of production ever. One resource estimated that currently approximately 20% of all acres in the Midwest Corn Belt are continuous corn. That would be about 18.6 million acres of last year's projected corn plantings. Higher production costs for corn relative to soybeans, along with agronomic problems with corn rootworm and tar spot, make corn-on-corn particularly unattractive for this next year. Rotation to soybeans eliminates the need for nitrogen while producing a nitrogen credit the following year. In 2019, I was 100% corn-on-corn. In 2020, I was 90% corn-on-corn. In 2021, I was 43% corn-on-corn. And in 2022, I will be 0% corn-on-corn. Rotation to soybeans following years of corn-on-corn generally produces soybean yield bonus. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Most farmers who are set into crop rotation would require an act of Congress in order to move them from it. At the other extreme are farmers growing corn-on-corn typically because they feed it, so would rather grow it than buy it. That doesn't change the harsh economics of 2022 corn-on-corn versus rotation, however. I grew corn-on-corn for many years because I fed every bushel. More recently, I grew corn-on-corn because $8 to $9 soybeans were not profitable for me. $12 soybeans, however, make money. Moving to rotation from corn-on-corn would be a significant cost inflation mitigating production shift for 2022. Instead of spending more for nitrogen on corn, you produce some with soybeans. Soybeans did not see major pest challenges that corn did in 2021. Using our estimate that there were 18.6 million acres of corn-on-corn grown in 2021, that would mean that a 10% reduction would be 1.86 million fewer corn acres. There are few residual uncropped good acres to pull into production to make that up. All crops are profitable and will want to sustain or grow planted acres. There's no pool of uncropped acres in the United States that is large enough to add an acreage buffer to 2022 production risk. I believe that given higher costs, corn will lose some acres unless the new crop price of corn compensates to entice farmers to keep them. $5.50 new crop 2022 December corn's too cheap. I plan to grow more soybeans, but coupled that with a long new crop corn position. We also plan to be aggressive about pricing new crop soybeans. If the price of soybeans stays where it is at, it will require, in my opinion, $6 plus new crop December corn to hold corn acres next spring. If corn fails to entice more acres, then weather risk inflates this summer. A lot of farmers and analysts appear to think that the global supply tightness will be solved with 2022 U.S. acres. I respectfully disagree. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on market opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.